to Out of the Box Office, Bama SB. Red Carpet reporters Gray and Tom reporting live. Tom, how excited are you for the movie premiere?
Very excited. I think this is the first time I've ever been to a red carpet premiere of anything, so I'm excited for it.
What do you think is the end of the movie?
I heard Alabama wins. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But I've heard things turn out well for the Tide.
Okay. I like that. We're going to be talking to everybody. People on the 2012 team, random people, whoever's here, honestly. We'll be asking them their thoughts and getting their commentary and finding out who they're wearing.
Which is the most important thing.
Of course.
But we could also, you know, talk to the head softball coach at the University of Memphis. She's right there next to you.
Well, I was going to do a different segment, but we can do it now. Memphis head coach Stephanie Van Brakel-Prothrow. Hi, Steph. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good to see you, my friend. How are things?
It's good. It's great to see you.
Are you excited that the schedule worked out where you just so happen to be playing at UAB this weekend and Tuscaloosa's an hour away and you could come to this?
Yes, it just was fate for me to be able to make this. So we played at 1, got done about 3:30, took a quick shower, and then we hit the road.
Love that. All right, what is the thing you're most looking forward to tonight in the documentary?
I'm excited to see it all come together and relive all those great moments, but more importantly, to be around all those people again.
Well, the doors are open. Let's go in. Back soon. Gray Robertson here with Kaylee Tao. Hi, partner. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Kaylee Tao, who are you wearing this evening?
I have no idea, honestly. We're in the runway.
That's fine. It looks great.
Thank you.
How excited are you for this documentary tonight?
I'm so excited. They really set the foundation for our entire program, and it's always good to be able to celebrate national champions. Hopefully, we have more national champions to celebrate in the next few years.
What has been the most rewarding part about working with Gray Robertson on television? Wow.
It's all been rewarding, honestly. You've taught me the ropes. And
you pulled
honestly,
that out of nowhere.
No. It's like the friendship that we built out of it, I think. Like getting to know you way better outside of softball and having someone to hang out with, someone to do stuff with. Like, it's been awesome. So I really appreciate it.
Well, I asked that question as a joke, but now I'm crying. Thanks, Tao.
Love you.
Emily Pitek, I hear you have a strong supporting role in the documentary tonight. Are you excited to see yourself on screen?
Absolutely not. I'm going to be like 30 feet big. It's terrible. But I'm excited to be here. Bama softball is amazing. That 2012 team gave indelible memories for me. And I appreciate Murph for always wrapping his arms around me and bringing me into the fold of Bama softball.
I had a follow-up, but you kind of answered it there. This is going to be a great night.
Great night. I already have foam fingers in my hand that say Bama U. I got a poster. There's some popcorn. Roll Tide.
KJ Haney, the thing you're most excited to see on the documentary this evening?
I'm excited to see all the Mundita from the 2012 team.
Bet, fam.
Yeah, per.
Lance McMahon, who are you wearing this evening?
Shit, right on the spot. Lance McMahon.
Wow, your own line.
Oh, wait, sorry. Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, what? Sherry, welcome to the premiere. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Who are you wearing this evening?
Sheen.
Roll Tide. Kendall Dawson, who are you wearing this evening?
I don't know.
How excited are you for tonight?
Honestly, so excited to celebrate my friends and amazing teammates that are truly incredible. So super excited.
When was the last time this many of y'all were together?
I probably would say on our 10-year reunion 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's really special to be here with everybody. I'm super excited about that.
How do you think the movie will end?
Honestly, probably in tears. Not only by me, but a lot of people, so we'll see.
No spoilers, but I think so. Thanks, Kendall.
Thank you.
Ryan Iamuri, who are you wearing this evening?
This dress would be from Dillard's, and my shoes are Amazon.
I love Dillard's. A great line.
Oh, Chris Boyce is also here. Chris, please.
My Nate Oates jacket. I think this is Johnny L.
Okay. Johnny L.
Nate Oates jacket.
Johnny Oates?
Johnny O. No.
No, but I'm combining. I wear Johnny O all the time.
You know Johnny O?
Well, we lost Ryan. Ryan's gone.
Ryan,
what was the last movie premiere that you went to?
You know, I think I saw a few Netflix premieres right when they came out on my couch. Like, day of, though. Oh, I have to jump in. Sorry.
Have fun. Goodbye. Dilly, what color is your dress?
What color is it?
Louder.
Woo! Kayla Bro, how excited are you for the premiere?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. It's so wonderful to be here. I mean, I'm like, pinch me. This is the best night ever.
Did you take a red carpet family picture?
Yes, we did, huh, Dilly? Did we go on the red carpet?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you having so much fun?
Yeah.
Did you ride in a limo here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dylan is living a life better than the rest of us. Thanks, bro. We're just inside the theater past the red carpet. I'm here with Cassie Riley-Bosha. Cassie, you literally wrote the book that inspired the movie that we're about to watch. How excited are you to relive all of this?
Super excited. This has just been such a fun experience. Anytime we get an excuse to come back together, I'll take it.
What was all of the preamble like after the game? What have the last 5 hours been like for all the team from that 2012 year?
Well, funny enough, we're all females, so I think a lot of us were very much so concerned about how we were going to get ready. But you know what? I think it's just almost like a game day, right? You're getting excited. You're getting prepped. You're thinking to yourself, I can't believe I have to wait around all day for this. And now we're finally here and we can let some energy out. We can really enjoy this.
Your children are adorable. And so who inspired the cowboy outfit?
So my two stepsons, Scotty and Aiden, are actually very good friends with Olivia's son, Briggs. And so we knew we were coming down. Briggs loves his cowboy attire. And we texted about a couple months ago and we said, should we do it? Should we just do red suits with the bolo tie and really go for the cowboy hats? And we decided on it. So that was just some conversation a couple months ago that led to fruition to today.
The answer is always yes. Enjoy the premiere.
Thank you, Gray. You too.
Ribs, one word about the premiere.
Boom, Bama.
Sorry, that's two.
Bama, you.
Kent Gidley, you were the photographer for Alabama in 2012 at the national championship, and now here you are photographing the event of the release of a documentary honoring the 2012 team. Perhaps a little too fitting. How excited are you to see those memories portrayed on screen?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is a great night. This is a great night. I did have help while I was there. I had a student with me. Jerry did a great job too. But yes, this is awesome. Yeah.
What's been the most fun part about seeing all these faces that maybe you haven't seen in a while?
When the producers came for 5 days to Tuscaloosa and used our studio to interview the girls, the stories were just flooding back through. Tears were flowing. It was just incredible. So that, just bringing them back to do that and seeing them here tonight is just amazing.
Enjoy the film, Kent.
Yeah, I will. I will. Thank you.
Allison Habits, the movie will be beginning shortly. How excited are you for the premiere of BAMSB?
It's better than Christmas. I'm so excited, so pumped to have everybody here to watch it together. It's going to be an epic moment for all of us.
We're now inside the theater. I'm sitting here with my friend, podcast partner, and boss, Tara Henry. Tara, you came in because this is a seminal moment in the documentation of softball history. How excited are you to be here?
It's just incredible to be here. Number one, to see the Bama U family and celebrate the first SEC title of all time with an incredible group of people, and just excited to be here and be a part of the family.
We're excited that you're here, and I would ask you more, but I think it's beginning. So we'll chat after.
Good evening. And welcome to the Bama Theater for the world premiere of BAMSB. Thank you so much for attending. I am Beth Mowens of ESPN. This is our two-time Olympic gold medalist, Michelle Smith, who is with us. Thank you so much. Dr. Bell and his wife Susan are here tonight. Greg Byrne is here tonight, front row seats. Thank you so much. I didn't have these glasses back in 2012. I need them now. This jacket actually fit me in 2012. And for those players that have returned to be with us, some of you have aged so well. We are so glad to see you again back in town, and thank you so much for being with us. It was such a privilege back in 2012 for us to be able to call these games and to call this national championship. We have certain markers and certain moments in the history of college softball, and this is one of them. When softball arrived in the Southeastern Conference, when softball arrived in the Southeast, and forever changed the game. And so it is an honor and a privilege for us to be back here with all of you and to be back here with so many new friends and fans and supporters of the game. And now, without further ado, he's been here for decades. He's written War and Peace to preview this, so hopefully he's a good editor, but he has earned every single word of it. Ladies and gentlemen, your head coach, Patrick Murphy.
Opportunity in 2012 and every year to be involved in sports. Grateful for the opportunity to compete, to try to be your best, to overcome adversity, to come together as a team, to put the team's success ahead of your own, like a lot of our young ladies did in 2012. This film, at a very basic level, is not about Alabama or even women's athletics. It's a story about what's best about sports and how it can bring out the best of us as human beings. Sport is universal. Those of us of a certain age, maybe in the front row here, can remember, Beth, when ESPN used to air Australian rules football. It didn't matter that Americans didn't know the sport. Sport doesn't need a translator. We all understand what it means to give your all to a sport and to the game. But here's the thing I'm most grateful about for sports. A lot of what we get out of sport, we earn. But the only gift that the game gives you is the gift of opportunity. With every pitch, the game gives you the opportunity to show what you've learned, to show what you've worked on, to show where your heart, your mind, and your courage is. I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to be a part of this special team. But I'm especially grateful tonight that you have the chance to see what I got to see that year. A group of young ladies who were ready every single time the game gave them the gift of opportunity. Thank you all for coming tonight and being part of this celebration. And roll tide.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, thank you guys so much for being here. We really appreciate it. We're going to do a little quick Q&A right now, and we're going to start out with Coach Murph. Murph, just unbelievable, the family atmosphere, I think, that we all appreciate here. There, as I mentioned earlier, there are certain moments in our sport. It was UCLA in the early days, then Arizona in the 90s, then Michigan in 2005, and the sport started to move east. And then the SEC decided to put money into women's softball and change the landscape. And in 2012, this was a seminal moment where the sport arrived in the Southeast, and we celebrated moments like with a Monica Abbott coming to Tennessee. There was a player from California that wanted to come to the SEC. And the other, I think, pivotal moment was Jack Petrina. You actually had a player born and raised in the Southeast that wanted to stay in the Southeast and come to play to Alabama. And that was a game changer as well. And a lot of the credit, of course, goes to Patrick and to Allie and the staff here over the years. But what is your reflection when you look back on 2012, now 12 years later, on how it's changed the game?
But I think it gave everybody hope. In the Southeast, you know, we broke the door down just like Michigan did, and now another group of schools felt like they could do it. And with the help of our administration, we've been there 14 times. I kept sitting there watching that celebration thinking, we need to do this again.
Yeah.
We need to do this again. And I'm sure Grant Burns thinking the same damn thing. But it's going to happen.
For Nancy and Lisa, the SEC story, it's Catch 98, Mighty Ruthie, Once Upon a Comeback. There are so many incredible stories around this landscape. What attracted you two to this story, and why did this have to be made?
Well, my husband was born in Alabama, and we had never done a story about anything in Alabama, but we've been Alabama fans for at least 40 years that I know him, and my family has become a huge Alabama family. So when we got the call from Scott and we heard Alabama, I was like, please, we gotta listen to this. This is gonna be a good one. And then we both played team sports growing up, through college also. Played three sports in college, not at the level of the softball team, but we did. And we truly enjoy the idea of a team. And seeing that camaraderie, and seeing love between the players, and how a team can come together with leadership like Allie and Murph. And we started to do a little research. We read Cassie's book. Thank you so much. Once we read Cassie's book, we were like, yes, this is it. This is going to be the team story that we do. And how could you not be in love with this team after you see the film and all the interviews we did and the fun that we had together? So that's why we did it.
Kayla, question for you, real. Just a couple months of coaching under your belt now and seeing the way that this championship was celebrated, how has this impacted you as a player and now as a coach?
It's really interesting because when we taped this, I obviously didn't know I was going to come back and coach. And there's so many things that I said, or my teammates said, or Murph said, or Allie said, that I said to our girls that I coach, like, all the time. It's just the imprint of Alabama softball. And the girls actually got to watch this, and they all came up to me afterwards, like, oh my gosh, I get it. Like, this is why you say these things. This is why you push us in these directions. So it's really cool to tie in the past experience that I had being on this 2012 team and now getting to share a little slice of that experience with the 2024 team, who are, by the way, phenomenal. I love you guys so much. And it's cool to see a team like that gets that part. You know, there's a link. Like, I know this alum group would be so proud of Team 20, Team 25. That's how we are, Team 28. Sorry, Team 28. Because they exemplify all the things that we did. And it's just been such a blessing to get both experiences now and to use the relationships that I had with my former teammates and try and spread that joy, love, and togetherness to another group of amazing young women.
All right, so we have just finished the film. Tom, you know I have quite a critical eye for movies.
Yes.
I freaking loved it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, it was one of those, it was a movie that, you know, obviously we have a inside knowledge of it, so we were rooting for the people to do well, but man, the movie was really good. If I didn't, I would have really liked that movie.
It was really well paced, really well edited. I thought, you know, for them, it's only going to be, what, an hour on television? And they covered a lot more ground than I thought they would.
Yeah, going back to, you know, the 2009 World Series, everything that happened in 2011, the tornado, Murph going to LSU and coming back. You know, they covered all that before we got to the 2012 National Championship, which they covered really well, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very impressed. We'll talk to some more people at the after party, but, man, what a night.
Really, really outstanding. It's so great to see everybody, and man, the movie is awesome.
All right, bonus content at the after party. Chris Boyce had some other things he wanted to say. Chris, please elaborate.
My jacket's from Johnny O.
Yeah, we covered that.
My jacket's from Johnny O.
Is that it? What do you think of the documentary?
Oh, awesome. We won the national championship.
That's true. It happened.
Yeah, 2012.
It was 12 years ago, but it feels like yesterday.
2012, we won national championship, Craig.
Did you work here then?
No, I was a senior in high school.
I was in junior high.
Same high school that David Burney and Caleb Rowe graduated from. I was a senior in high school. Tom King, 2012.
So really, this is all thanks to you.
Tonight's about me. Tonight is about me.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Greg. Yes.
Still the after party with Olivia Gibson. Olivia, you had a like very prominent part of the doc. How did it feel to see yourself portrayed on screen? And then you got a lot of cheers from the crowd when your part came up.
It was so special. It's so special to hear that my teammates thought that I was a big part of this. And so special to hear that I never was on the field, but they thought that I contributed in a big way. So it's just, I'm very thankful for the people that I was around and that I got to be a part of this. So
what is the best part, in your opinion, of the being a part of the BAMU alumni group?
I think I'm so thankful for the way that we appreciate each other. The individuality of every single person in our senior class and every single person on our team, and the fact that we're all so different, but we're all appreciating each other in their differences, and just the way that that came together was so cool to watch.
That was beautiful. Thanks for talking.
Thanks, Gray.
David Nieder, what was your favorite part of the documentary?
Oh, so many. I think my favorite part, the one that gave me the most goosebumps, was probably actually at the very beginning when they were talking about our All-American who was replaced by a pinch hitter, and she was on the front step of the dugout cheering for her teammate. That just encapsulates Mudita and Alabama softball and BAMU.
That was beautiful. Thank you, sir.